then I would go out with myself.
We're ready.
Yeah.
With me.
Hang on. All right, we're ready to go.
If I were younger.
Shut up. We're ready to go.
If I was 50.
Right. So, hello. It's time for the Thought Police, episode 6.
I'm not happy with the name Thought Police.
You don't like it?
Well, because who's policing whose thought?
When you think of the Thought Police, what do you think of?
I think of, it's been told to me. It's like, what's it say? It's a George Orwell.
Yeah, but
concept.
You don't have to think about George Orwell. He hasn't got a lock on it.
Yeah, it's but who is the Thought Police?
We are the Thought Police. No, but we are the Thought
but
Police.
But I'm not. I'm not going to police anybody. Someone needs to police me.
Well, maybe so. Well, then,
and someone needs to police you.
No, not true.
I know you don't want to, but you're not a policer of other people.
I'm not suggesting I am. The Thought Police doesn't mean you're a police officer. It means that you are thinking about things which otherwise might not come across your desk. So it's an abstract thing.
But the
you're not actually a police officer.
But you are.
And you're not policing my thoughts.
You don't think about police people thinking about anything. They're the police.
Yeah,
they're the stupidest group of people in this world are the police.
Arthur used to be in the police.
Obviously, look at him.
You know?
I mean, well, you got a body like that.
We've
there's
got
no
a guest, Arthur, who's here.
Yeah.
You'll see him later on another show. Yeah, but it's the thought police is emphasis on thought, not emphasis on police. So you're thinking about the wrong word.
No.
The emphasis is on the word thought. So thought is what is going on
That's
in your head.
That's not the way English works.
You don't even know what English is.
I know
You're
how
American.
It is. The last word is the most important word.
Not true.
It is. It's like...
Well, give me an example of that.
Like I'm an American Jew.
Right.
So that means a Jew is the most important thing.
In your world?
Yes.
What if I call you a Jewish American?
You're American. Basically saying I'm more American than Jewish.
And are you?
Yes, no.
No, yes.
No, yes, no. Well, it could be.
Anyway, never mind all that. It's a far more interesting subject that I wish to discuss with you.
Yeah.
Which is that you're wearing somebody else's shoes.
Right? Why is that interesting?
Because you say you found them in the street.
I found them in the street, yeah. Someone threw, these are like Nike, some kind of fancy.
Right. Where did you find them exactly?
I don't remember. I go every night I walk, I go right. out and walk.
So you just found a pair of shoes.
I find
Have
lots
you ever
of
been
shoes.
To those places where they throw the shoes up over the...
Yeah, New York is that one of those
they
places.
They do that, yeah, in Bronx they do that. They also do it in Deptford.
Yeah, because they're...
I was out with a woman who lived there, and they had thrown, you know, the trainers over the thing right. to make it like gang territory or something. Mm-hmm. I used to worry that when I parked my car there, they'd come out and the wheels would be taken off it, and it'd be on bricks.
Yeah, it's a warning.
It is a warning.
It's a warning.
So where did you find them exactly?
I found it in Nunhead, where I live in Nunhead, SE15.
Right.
Well, near Peckhamry Park. People, like, they don't want to throw things out. These are good people. Good people are people who don't throw.
So what, outside somebody's house you found them?
Yes.
Well, what if they just took them off and left them there and went inside?
I mean, I wiped the blood off, or I think there was blood on it. You've got to clean the blood.
What if the person whose shoes you're wearing was murdered or something?
Even better, they're not going to come looking for them. Basically, did you ever see the Twilight Zone episode?
Yeah, I remember the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, and there was an episode where this bum finds a dead man.
Right.
And he steals a dead man, and he steals his shoes, and he puts the shoes on, and he becomes that dead man.
Oh, really?
And so that
like the Boston Strangler.
Is that really what happened?
Well, there was a film about the Boston Strangler. Yeah. Some guy had somehow got the Boston Strangler's hands or something. Transplanted
that wasn't
his hands.
That wasn't the movie.
No, but it was a sort of horror movie. Anyway, because he had the Boston Strangler's hand, he started strangling people.
Yeah, well, that's what this was, and the guy was like a very obsequious. Is that the right word?
That's a good word.
He's a very scared little man. He puts the shoes on, and he becomes the mafia boss, and that's.
It's like the mask.
Yeah. Is that what it is? You become that guy, and he went...
So what have you become since you put these shoes on?
I don't know. I think these shoes
are... quite sharp.
They are really sharp, and they look good, and I'm so thin and beautiful.
Did you check
now.
To see how much they cost at retail?
Yes.
How much?
Well, when I put them on Vinted.
And what did you get?
I think Well, Vinted, they always underprice things.
I don't really use that.
No, because you're a super success. You got the studio here.
I wouldn't wear anybody else's shoes.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, why not? Because you're not confident.
Not confident. No, because I've got plenty of shoes of my own.
I got plenty of shoes too. But if you somebody finds a pair of shoes, like these shoes, are your favorite shoes?
These are my favorite shoes. Yeah. They're getting worn out now, but I keep wearing them because they're very comfy.
But let's say you find a pair. Like I found a pair of shoes that looked just like these shoes,
right?
Which were suede Reese shoes.
Okay.
So they were like 150, 300, yeah. 200, whatever. They were expensive shoes.
And you take those home as well?
Yes.
I once was down at the beach in Sussex, walking the dog, and I was coming up the path, and there was a pair of women's high-heeled shoes.
Yeah, I've got a couple
and
of women
And I was going to take
too.
A picture of them and put it out on Twitter and go, that must have been a good night. But then I had this terrible thought, what if she's been murdered?
Yeah.
And now these are the only thing that's left. So I didn't do it.
Right.
I didn't do the picture.
So I find shoes.
Because how would you leave a pair of shoes behind if you're a woman?
If you no, you would leave them behind
because,
because women are so fickle. They can't. They're tired of wearing them. They're horrible. Women are horrible.
Every week you say the same thing.
Because it's true.
I
it's on my
telling you
mind.
Not to say it though.
I know. I don't care. I don't care about my future.
What about the jacket you brought in? You
and then
this
yesterday.
This belongs to somebody else as well.
Yesterday I found this is a unit. Look, feel the fabric there.
It's sort of. It's almost like an anorak.
Yes,
it's like a rain jacket.
It's an anorak, and I'm so slender. It's a medium. It's not even
Uniqlo.
A large. Uniqlo.
That's quite a good brand, isn't it?
It's no. It's like the. It's like a discount Japanese. It's all right. I don't know how much it would cost.
So where did you find that?
I found that and by the Athenley Sports Ground.
Right.
In East Dulwich.
People just leave clothes lying around in southeast London.
Yeah, they leave clothes. I mean, you got to wipe the poo and the blood off of it. But
see, I wouldn't want that. That's not what I would want.
No, because you are an immigrant. Parents are immigrant from Scotland.
From Scotland.
And you want to be in this society.
I don't want to live like a peasant.
Yes, you want to be like an upper class person.
Yeah, right. I think I am.
And I don't care. I don't care about that. My mother wanted to.
What about your shirt? Is that yours?
The shirt was given to me by a girl.
A girl?
Yeah.
Which girl?
I can't mention the girls because the girls are going to be watching this and they're going to say, well, you know, that means I have no chance with him. But but they do have a chance. I'm looking for, I want three or four girlfriends.
Do you? How many have you got so far?
I've got like half of one.
Half of one?
Yeah.
Right.
But it's made me alive. I've got 5 years to live. I'm 69 years old.
You're not 69, are you?
How old did you think I was?
I thought you were about 62.
Thank you very much. That's how I thought you were.
Yeah,
That
was a very nice little message you gave me for my birthday, by the way.
I know. Was it really?
You said I was now entering the death zone.
Well, you are. You're in your 60s. You're 66 now.
66.
I thought you were 62, which is... So you've got three...
Well, that's good. That's a compliment. Yeah. I got 5 years minimum.
I thought you were a horrible looking 62.
Really?
That's what I thought, yes.
Yeah. I was actually a horrible looking 42.
But you got the girls. The girls like you.
They like me because I'm funny.
That doesn't work.
And I've got some money.
That does. And the money.
The money helps.
The money. Women, like my joke, I used to say, women love a man who can make them laugh. And you know what makes a woman laugh?
Yeah.
A man with money.
A man with money, yeah. It's true.
Well, have you ever seen a picture of Bill Gates?
Laughing. His wife left him though, because he couldn't stop going to Pedo Island.
Yes, possibly.
I mean, not that he was in any way doing anything wrong there.
Well, allegedly.
Well, no, we wouldn't want to libel Bill Gates because he's got quite a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he would sue us. But
what would you do if you were that rich? You'd want to do something that's really interesting and exciting.
I suppose so. Like I don't know, really.
I have no money, and I'm thinking I want more girlfriends.
Right. So you've got half a girlfriend. Which half?
Well, it's not a question of which half. It's a question of when do I have use of
which
use
half
of
would her? You want?
I want it
the
all.
Top half or the bottom
I
half?
I want it all.
Which half would you want?
Top half or the bottom half?
See, that's a good question.
It is a really good question. Well, it's like, because what do you want? Do you want a girl who's like really... has a great face, but she's fat and bloated or whatever. Maybe she's got some kind of, bleeding or something going
bleeding.
On. Yeah, bleeding or open sores.
I don't think that's where I'd be looking for a girlfriend.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be looking for it. But let's just say she's got a great
face.
But
you still haven't said which half.
She's all...
Serious question.
Do you know what? I'm at the age now that everybody looks good. Oh, every woman looks good. That's what they like about me. They think, oh, he's old, so he's going to appreciate me.
Yeah.
And
I had a friend who lived in France.
Yeah.
Who
You're such a show-off.
Why is it a show-off? He was actually English. He used to live in Connecticut, right? Yeah. He sold his house in Connecticut.
Was he American?
He was English.
Yeah.
But he was married to a French woman. He sold his house in Connecticut for $300,000, bought a manoir in France for the same money.
What's a manoir?
It's like this huge kind of, like, not quite a chateau, but this one down from a chateau. So you have this big, huge house. When I went to stay with him, he was like, you can have the West Wing. And there was a chapel in the grounds, in the swimming pool, all for the same money that he'd sold this three-bedroom house in Connecticut for.
Because France isn't France anymore.
Well, but he said that his favourite thing to do was to date quite ugly women because they were always more grateful.
No. No, because women are horrible. Even ugly
You've said
ones.
It again. Because they're horrible.
Because you got to go to the core. They know. Even the ugly ones think that they're beautiful. And they'll dump you. And they'll dump you. And they won't let you see the kids. They'll think they deserve better. Because their friends tell them.
Just because it happened to you doesn't mean it happens to everybody.
It happens to everybody. I've done the research. You have to be careful with women. And they think that they're and if you think to yourself, I'm going to be a great guy, and I'll tell her how beautiful she is. Women don't like that. They don't want to be told how beautiful they
are. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Why not?
They don't want to believe
it. So you don't tell them that?
I do now. I do now because I'm an idiot, but I'm an idiot.
So here's the question that Pooch put to you earlier.
Yeah.
If you were a woman, would you go out with you?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not, my machine is not working.
Which one?
I'm not going to say.
Well, you can fix that.
No.
You can?
No. No.
There are ways.
No, you don't even know which way it's not working. There's lots of ways.
Well, there are.
There are lots of ways it's not working.
Well, I think wearing somebody else's shoes.
You don't want to go out with
I wouldn't want to go out with a woman who was wearing somebody else's shoes.
I would. I would if she looks amazing.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Because she hasn't wasted money. Women love to waste money. And the thing is you want
to They love to waste your money.
Well, and I have no money, so why would you go out with a guy who has no money?
Did you ever have money?
No.
So when you got married, you didn't have money then?
I was doing okay, because I was doing a comedy club in New York, so I had a bit of money.
Right.
I mean, for me, buddy, I don't have any money, no.
So you're not very good with money either, by the sounds of it.
I don't care. I don't try to make money. I just don't care that much, right? Like, look at
But then you don't need it.
No,
And if you don't need money, that means you're actually well off.
So that's why I wouldn't. I'm well off. I've got a house and the kids.
You own the house?
I own the flat, whatever.
Right.
But
outright, you paid the mortgage?
No, there's still a mortgage there. There's still a mortgage.
How much?
The mortgage is.
Did you ask if anyone?
I did. Yeah, he said he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't go out with himself.
Because I know what women.
Because he said nothing works.
Nothing works. That's one of the reasons. I didn't say nothing
you
works.
Said it didn't work.
I
the
didn't
machine.
Say no.
You said the machine didn't work.
And I've got. it does work. It does work.
All right.
But it
Casually.
Doesn't. It doesn't work.
As, it works a bit.
It doesn't work as well as it should work.
Yeah. Do you have to take a long run up?
No, no, no. That's not the problem. It's not the beginning or the middle. It's the end.
It's the end. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, that's okay. That's not so bad.
The end. It's not so bad.
The end.
I mean,
it's not a happy ending then.
If I were young and I'd want kids, I wouldn't go out with me. That's
no, but that's fair enough.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, you're too old to have kids now.
I'm too old.
Your kids are like, what, 20-something?
26, 25.
Yeah, you don't want to have any more kids.
23.
Yeah.
No. I would like more kids. I wish I had many more kids.
Really?
Yeah, you've got four kids.
I have.
You don't realize how fantastic. You do realize how fantastic
it is.
It is
good.
But the people out there, they're told, oh, kids aren't, you know, problem. Then,
no, having kids is great. But, you know, I don't see them all.
Yeah.
And which is also good, actually.
Yeah.
You don't want them hanging around all the time either.
No, you don't. But you know that they're there. You've done your job.
Yeah,
Then you can move on.
Yeah. I'm waiting for them to start looking after me.
They're never going to do that. Are they boys? Or you got girls?
One girl, three boys.
Yeah, then they're not going to look after you.
No, I don't think so.
You think they are?
No.
Because I think about it.
No.
But, I mean, I've got one kid, one of my kids, could, he, you know, he...
Columbus.
Columbus, do that.
There's always kids screaming around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, because you got the Brazilian embassy.
Why,
over there.
But why does that mean there should be kids screaming? Shouldn't they all be, you know, doing the samba or something?
Because they're Brazilian. They should be happy.
Yeah, but the national, you know.
What is this here?
The samba is the national dance of Brazil, right? Yeah. They're playing music all the time. They wear, you know, sombreros. They watch football. Mm. You don't think of screaming children, do you?
No, but they're living here in England, so that'll make a child cry.
Yeah, well, everybody else is living here in England. What about that piece you did the other day? You posted a picture of a really messy-looking park in Peckham.
Yeah.
People had been for a picnic, and it was disgusting.
Because it is disgusting.
Why do people do that?
Because they come from disgusting countries.
It was all like litter from,
what
you know,
it is they come from countries where yesterday they had bananas.
Yeah.
And when you have a banana skin, you just throw it away because it's organic.
Right.
But you can't throw away a paper bag, a plastic bag.
No.
You can't throw away a...
Well, you can. You just put it in a bin.
You put it in the bin, but they would just throw it on the ground.
Yeah, right.
And they can't do that.
These
and that's
are
the attitude.
Places where they have, like, rivers full of garbage.
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's not biodegradable, so they throw it out. I'm saying, the reason why this is not... It's never discussed, but it's organic stuff you can throw away. You can just throw it in the street, organic.
Yeah, but I don't do that. Do you do that?
No, you don't do
it. If I have
it.
A banana, I put the banana skin in the bin.
Yeah, because you're associated with the plastic bags.
Yeah.
So once, if you're so used to throwing stuff away, you throw a plastic bag away and you think there's no problem there. That's why there's so much garbage. Mm. Make a note of this.
Yeah. This is important stuff.
They're not bad people.
Well, they are if they litter in a park.
They don't even know that they're
littering. How did you know that they'd littered in the park anyway?
I know because I was there earlier in the daytime.
Oh, I see.
And I saw them having their party. And I thought to myself, because I go around the park.
You walk around the park, what, looking
for
shoes?
Yeah, picking up rubbish. No, I've got a thing with it where I pick rubbish up in the street.
No, do you?
Yeah, I'm a great guy.
Really?
Yes.
Why do you do that?
I do it because somebody's got to clean the park up and it bothers me.
So did you clean that bit up then?
Well, I saw it. It was at nighttime. I saw it.
Yeah.
And I saw a little bit of it first. Right. And I started to pick it up. And then I just see a mountain of garbage.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody needs to pick. I have a.
Britain is a terribly untidy country, though.
And no, compared to America. It is now. It is now with all the dirty foreigners that are coming
yeah.
in here. Yeah. It wasn't this way.
No, it didn't used to be, but it's a lot more filthy than any other country I've ever been
to. It's like I remember asking my father, because he used to go to Europe all the time, what do the Europeans think about New York?
Yeah.
And he would say, it's filthy.
Really?
Yeah, this is 25, 30.
See, I never thought New York was filthy.
Well, I'm talking like 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah. Well, when I lived there, it was like 40 years ago.
Right.
In the 80s.
Right. But I'm talking about in Queens.
It's the only place I've ever seen people washing the street. With, you know, outside of the apartment buildings in Manhattan, where people used to hose the street in the summer.
Well, that was good. It got very clean. It got very clean. Well, you know where my father would tell me that they would do this in, in Bologna.
Because
they had a communist administration. So they would wash the streets every night. They would go around the central area. And that's what needs to be done in this country.
Yeah. But nobody does.
And wash the people away, too.
Wash the people, wash the streets, wash the cars, wash the trains.
Forget about that. Just the people. Like, you go to Bermuda. Have you been to Bermuda?
No.
You're not allowed to have a wrecked car. Like, let's say your car gets into an accident, but it's got a dent.
Yeah.
It's got to be fixed. You can't just drive it around. And that's what needs to be. It'll happen here. People will get more comfortable, and they'll say, this is my hometown.
I think so. Because more and more people are leaving.
The good people are leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
now
it becomes more and more of a city that's not run by people that give a shit about it.
Where are they going to leave? Where are they going to go to?
Well, the people that leave.
Yeah.
Well, they go into the country.
Into the countryside.
Into the countryside. Like down in Sussex, for example, Bex Hill, places like that.
Yes, yes.
The house prices are going through the roof because everybody's moving out of London and they're buying houses there, pushing the prices up. So when there's no houses being sold in London, they're all being bought down in Bex Hill.
And then they'll go back. They'll move back to London. Maybe they won't.
No, they won't. Because once you move out, you don't want to be here anymore. Unless you have to be here to work. There's no point.
No, I know they won't. But their kids, like my parents.
No, because, you know, my kids have left university now. And one of them, whose friends went to the university in London, they've all left London because they can't afford to live here.
Yes, but eventually London will become a piss hole or whatever you call it. It's going to be a bad place to live.
Yeah. And it'll be cheap. But it is a bad place. Unless you've got money, it's a bad place to live.
And it'll be cheap again.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I know you don't think so, but that's what happened. That's what happened in New York.
New York's even more expensive now than it was when I lived there. My sister's got an apartment,
yeah,
which she rents out, which is a studio apartment,
yeah,
on like East 25th Street or something. Mm-hmm. $4,000 a month she gets for it.
Right, but there was a
which
time.
Which is crazy money.
Well, there was a time, like when I moved to New York, my rent was like $180.
Yeah.
You know, it was relatively cheap.
Yeah.
But it was in the East Village and you were about to be murdered.
Alphabet City.
Yeah, Alphabet yeah. City. On
yeah, my sister, my daughter lived there for a while.
Yeah.
And they lived in this horrible building where the walls were like painted like lime green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was full of Puerto Ricans.
Yes.
Ricans, as they're known.
My grandmother used to call them Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans.
Puerto
yeah.
Ricans.
You know, there's more Puerto Ricans in New York than there are in Puerto Rico.
I don't know. How many Puerto Ricans are there in Puerto Rico?
Not as many 3 million. As there are in New York. There's more of them in New York.
Yeah.
It's the first place I ever went where they had the subway adverts in Spanish.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell's that?
That's very bad. It's very un-American.
Well, not anymore. Same as if you go down to Miami now, yeah. all the road signs are in Spanish.
Yeah, it's un-American. Well, maybe it's not un-American. I don't know. When I moved, it was like, that's what's happening in this country is what happened in America, you know, with West Side Story and all the Puerto Ricans moved in, the black people from the South, and people think it's the end of the world. And it might be the end of the world, but then again, it just might be. Well, that's what we thought with those people moving. And
it's a different language, right? I mean, what happens if we end up with a different language in London? It won't be Spanish, will it?
The problem is not the language. The problem is, are they of similar values to us? It's not the same as Muslims.
No.
Who totally hate us.
No.
Right, that's bad. They're not bad, but it is bad. I think maybe it's not bad. Maybe they'll say, you know what, we like Jews.
They're not going to say that in London anytime soon.
No, they probably won't.
They're more likely to say, we hate Jews, you have to leave.
Yeah, and we're going to make the country a better country.
Yeah.
And we've been allocated this place as part of our caliphate. Yeah. What are you saying?
What's the time now? How long have we been doing this?
I don't know.
Half an hour?
I have no idea.
This half an hour?
It's 20 past.
Is that what it says there?
There, it says 22.
But what does it say? Does it say how long?
22 minutes, yeah.
Oh, 22 minutes. So we've got another 8 minutes to go.
Okay, well, there you go.
So what else have you been up to this month? This week.
I've been the live stream because of the people watching my they come onto my live stream and they're disappointed.
And what have you been talking about?
Me. It's me. It's my live stream, or people's live or the people. It's my live stream is like a room above a pub. It's like people coming to this place,
right,
and just listening to me.
And do they ask you questions?
Sometimes they do, but I never take questions because it's mind your own business.
Right. So you want to watch but not participate?
No. It's like people ask you, what do you think about
Andy Burnham.
Andy Burnham. Yeah. And I say, well, why do you care what I think? Yeah. What do you care about right. Andy Burnham? Why do I have to tell you what I think?
Right.
Who the hell am I to tell you what I think? That's what I'm doing. This is my life now. My life, I'm ready to go. Into the next, I went to the eye and ear doctor.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Why?
Because that's the cheapest, quickest way of finding out if you're healthy or not.
Okay.
Is an eye doctor.
Oh, because they can tell whether you've got any kind of problems. Yeah, I had an eye test the other day.
And what did he say?
They said that my eyes had not changed since the last time, and therefore I was quite healthy, and my eyes were actually quite healthy,
right,
amazingly.
Right.
But then he said you've got cataracts. But he said that's normal.
How much cataracts?
I didn't know there was a quantity.
Well, you could be 95% cataracts and we need to have you have an operation.
No, he said no. No, he just said that they'll get worse as you get older.
That's a lie.
But it's completely normal to have cataracts.
No, that is a lie.
Well, that's what he told me.
I know, it's
a lie. Well, he's the optician. Why is he lying to me?
Because this is what they're taught in school, because they want to sell
you. No, he wanted to sell me some ultraviolet lenses or something?
Yeah.
I said, I don't want those. He said, if you have ultraviolet lenses, that you'll slow the pace of the cataracts.
I think that's a lie. You know, that's what my doctors, that's what they say. They believe that. You've got Paul Cox on your show.
Paul Cox is next door, yeah.
Yeah, there he is. My old friend
Paul.
He's
very funny.
I don't want to hear that.
He is very funny.
I don't want to hear it.
Mark Little was also very funny, and he's not a comedian.
Yeah.
He's an economist. That's so you've got to have a sense of humor to do that.
To promote that. Let's get back. No, I like that Paul is funny and he's a lovely guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you one of those comedians who can't stand other comedians?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
No, I can't stand them if they're doing better than me. They could be there. I'm quite happy with them. They're laughing at my jokes.
But if you find somebody who's funnier than you who's not a comedian, is that all right?
If they don't go into comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they just stay where they are.
They stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's enough competition as there is.
Right.
You screwed the entire show by saying, well, how much time do we have?
Why did I?
Because it took away the idea that we're sitting in your library here.
Well, yeah, but we all know that we do about half an hour. That's the thing. Everybody expects about half an hour.
They said they can have a longer show.
We could have a longer show, but I think half an hour is about right.
It didn't. If you had said to me we've been talking for 45 minutes, I would have believed it.
Yeah, but I didn't know. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It said that we've been talking for 20.
So what
minutes.
Do we need? We need to be more. We need to have a time.
No, we don't. I think we just need to keep an eye on when the clock starts. We should.
Yeah.
I forgot to look at the clock when it started, so that's why I didn't know where we were.
26 minutes.
But now we're 26 minutes, right?
Right. Okay. So there we go.
You said you bought my book.
I bought your book, and I was like, really?
Read it?
I read the first. I was going to only read a page, but I read two. Was that good?
That's good. It's a very short book.
It was.
I feel like a bit of a cheat, really, because it's the first book I've ever written. Well, it's not the first book I've ever written. It's the first book I've ever had published.
Right.
And it's gone really well, actually.
Loads
of people have bought it.
I'm reading it, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy's a professional writer.
I am professional. I am quite a good writer.
Yeah.
It's true. That's what I used to do for a living.
It was a very British book. It's like you basically blame the world we're in and why it's so bad and the BBC and all that stuff on incompetence.
Well, there is a bit of that. But not just incompetence, though, because there's also a bit of by design as well.
Yeah, what is the design?
The design is that there's an establishment which exists, which is full of the same people, whether they're in government, journalism, politics, the law. And they've all been to the same schools, they've all been to the same universities, they all think the same, they all have the same kind of moral structure, they have the same values, and everybody else can bugger off, basically. And that's why they hated Brexit, because Brexit was created by people who were not like that, and who came from other places, and they won, and they can't get over it. So they're still smarting, because they didn't want it to happen.
No.
Because it's the first time in the history of Britain that the lanyard class, as I call them, lost it.
Yeah. This is where you're wrong. Because there's a very simple explanation for the whole thing.
Mm.
Is that lanyard class are at war with the sovereign, British, English sovereigntists.
Well, you're going to tell me that there's a sort of peerage type upper class lot that are over and above them. They're not.
No, not anymore. No,
because they're now downtrodden.
No, it's the communists versus us.
Yeah, but the communists are the people who are all middle class and came from good schools and came from good homes and have got loads of money, but they're all now left wing.
Yes.
And so we agree then.
Yes. Well, I read a lot of it. You never came out and said exactly what the enemy is of this country.
No, that's the next book.
Is that the next book?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That's the next book.
I'm giving it away.
Because we've decided that the best thing to do is to write a book every couple of months. Because I wrote that book in a week.
Right.
So, because I can write quite quickly. So I'm going to write another one in a couple of months' time. Mm. And it's going to be called Total Control.
Right.
And it's going to be all about the people that control us.
Right, which are communists.
They are communists.
They believe in control. Communists are people who believe in control.
Yeah. And they want you to know exactly where you go to school, where you send your kids to school. They want to teach your kids what they need to know. They want to tell you what to eat. They want to tell you where to live.
They're global.
They want to know where you go. Everywhere you go in your car, they want to track it. Everything you put into your mouth, they want to know what that is.
Oh, okay.
Shocking, really.
So I was right when I read the book, when I read the little bit that I read.
Yeah, I think you were.
Yeah.
I think you were.
Because that's, to me, I would just come out and say it. They're communists. And what the difference between a socialist and a communist is a socialist hasn't recognized that he's killing people, where a communist knows that people will die.
Don't you think the socialist wants them to die?
And the socialists want them to die too. But they're saying we're not killing anybody because we're like Denmark, when the truth is they're murderers.
See, people talk about Denmark like it's some benign operation. Yeah. It really isn't.
And it's not even that communist.
It's, no, but it's also not benign. They've been kicking people out of Denmark for the best part of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And deporting people, right? They're not welcoming to them at all.
Right.
Right?
But that's what they use Denmark as like the you know.
But people say, oh, Scandinavia, it's really, really, you know, liberal and it's really, you know, good and wholesome and everybody has a great life and, you know, they all live in wooden houses with loads of glass and they go up the fjords for, you know, the weekend and everybody's got loads of money and there's no poor people. It's all bollocks.
Right.
You know, they've got ghettos just like everybody else. Because well, they allowed all sorts of people in to live there.
Now they do.
Yeah.
Now they do. I mean, that's what happens with communism. It's really great when you're giving out other people's stuff. Until you, what did Margaret Thatcher say? Until you run out of other people's stuff.
You run out of other people's money.
And then me, I can't sleep. I can't sleep.
Why can't you sleep?
Because I'm worried about the world. I'm worried about myself. Maybe I'm old. I can't.
Well, what's your worst fear?
My worst fear is that all the boxes of joke fragments that I have is going to be thrown out into a dump.
And then you won't have any jokes anymore.
And not that, I'll be dead.
Why can't you just like invent more jokes?
I'll be dead, even when I'm dying, and my kids.
Do you fear death?
I do.
I don't.
Because you're still young.
I'm not.
You don't even realize, you're only 62. You're 7 years younger
66.
Than I.
66. But the point is
that... Oh, 66.
I'm 66.
Oh, okay.
So, but I think if I got to the point where somebody said you're going to die, I might fear it then.
This guy, your trainer that you have, you got a trainer, is going to kill you. You could just tell he's going to kill you.
He's not going to kill me.
Because he actually believes that exercise is an important part of somebody's life.
Yeah, it is.
It isn't.
It is now.
It isn't.
It wasn't before. But before, I was likely to die. Now I'm not.
But you're sitting there in the gym, you're working out, and your heart is like racing too much.
That's good.
No, it's a lie. It's like cleanliness. It's not necessary.
It's not necessary, but maybe in my case it is.
No, your case...
I didn't exercise, I would be the same size as I was before.
Yeah, if you continue to eat what you've been eating. Just stop eating.
But I needed to change my diet, I needed to change my lifestyle, I needed to change everything.
That's not exercise.
But also, he will tell you, I agree with him, that and other people do as well, that if you do sort of resistance training, which is what I do, it makes you stronger, makes you healthier, and it's likely to make you live longer.
And it makes you want to eat more.
Not really.
You have to eat more in order to fill the muscles.
No.
The point is...
Depends what sort of food you're eating as well.
A little bit of that is okay. Yeah. Warren Buffett exercise.
Well, I don't do loads of it. Yeah. I do it twice a week. Right. It's not much.
Did you lose weight from last week? You look like you lost a bit.
Maybe.
How come you're not weighing yourself? Don't you weigh yourself every day?
I do. Yeah, but it's sort of... I'm kind of stuck in the same place. It's around about 97 kilos.
Yeah, that's too much. That's
and I should probably lose another 2 or 3.
Are you the same height as I am? You're 5'10".
Yeah,
yeah, roughly. So you're the same height as me.
Yeah.
I weighed 101 when I went on a diet, when I started to lose weight.
Right. Well, I weighed 117.
Oh, yeah, so you've done a good job.
So I've done pretty well.
You've done a really good job. But I'm not saying exercise is bad, but I'm saying... You can put stress on yourself. Let's remove...
No, I get that. But he doesn't do that. He does it within my orbit, if you like.
But if you lost weight to the point where you were as thin and beautiful as I am...
Yes.
Okay? And then you can exercise.
Yeah, well, then that would be even better, probably.
Right. But should you be...
That will have to be my goal.
Should... What's his name? Antoine?
Artur.
Artur.
Archie.
Artur. Archie.
Yeah,
Archie. Archie. Archie,
Artur, whatever you like.
What is his name?
That's it, Archie.
Archie, there you
go. No, it's not. Archie. There's nobody named Archie.
Archie is my name.
Is that? Oh, that's right,
that's Archie. My actual real name is Archie.
Yeah, but what is your name over there in that horrible country you come from?
Artur's.
A-R-T-U-R-S,
Artur.
Artur's.
Yeah, it's like Arthur.
Arthur,
it's not difficult.
Well, why did he say Archie?
Because he likes that. Anyway, we've obviously done half an hour now.
I don't know. This has been the worst show that we've done so far.
I hope so.
I think it's...
Yeah, because it's been going too well.
Has it been going well?
Yeah, people really like it up to now. So now maybe they'll have one
that
they don't like.
But I've been sitting there saying how horrible it is and how horrible I am, that I'm about to be fired. And people...
You're not about to be fired. You're obsessed with that.
I'm not obsessed with
it. You said he's going to be fired.
I was thinking about firing him.
Do you think? Should we get somebody else to do it? Maybe I'll do it with you.
Ellie to do it.
Just don't get yeah, Paul.
The Salt Police of Delhi.
Don't get Paul Cox to do it. Don't.
He hates Paul Cox.
I don't hate him. I don't hate him. I don't hate him.
You do hate him. But he's a comedian.
It's
and he's funny.
No, and it's Louis Schaeffer's world, basically. Louis Schaeffer
doesn't like any other comedians.
That is not true. If they're funny, I don't like them.
Which comedians do you like?
I like. I just was watching.
What about Ricky Gervais?
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Ricky Gervais is great.
You like him?
He's great. Yeah. I don't like him. He's not likable. He's a vegan, but you know, he's a vegan and he looks horrible. He looks horrible.
He doesn't care.
I was watching Lee Mack on the thing. He's great.
He's funny.
He is absolutely brilliant. He's like one of my favorite comedians. He said to me, don't talk about the McCanns. Don't talk about the McCanns. You might be wrong about the McCanns.
Right.
It's like saying, don't talk about Anthony Fauci. You might be wrong about him. You might be
It's not really like that, because they did lose a child.
Or maybe they did it deliberately.
Maybe.
Are we allowed to say that?
You can say it if you want. It's a theory.
We don't know. I don't know.
Do you know Peter Cardwell?
No.
He's a guy that does a show on Talk. He's an ex-special advisor in Downing Street. He used to drink a lot. And there's a woman called Kate McCann who does the Times Radio breakfast show. And he went up to her in Downing Street and he went, what you did to your daughter's a fucking disgrace. and after that, he gave up drinking.
Oh, he said it seriously.
No, he said it to her face as a joke.
As a joke.
But it didn't go down well.
No, of course it doesn't go down well, because she's thinking, this is my name.
Yeah.
And then somebody else comes along and steals your name.
Yeah.
It's like AIDS.
I'd change it, wouldn't you? Say, my name is Catherine McCann.
Yeah, I'll put a middle name in or something. I agree with that, because I've actually saw that name and I thought, that's a horrible...
It's like if you were called Fred West.
Yeah.
You'd probably want to change your name, wouldn't you?
You've got to change it. Luckily, nobody has my name, Lou Schaefer.
No. Loads of people have mine.
Mike Gray, it's one of those names.
There's a guy in Boyzone, I think.
It's like Dave Gorman. Do you know Dave Gorman?
I do.
He went around the world looking for people named Dave Gorman.
That was funny. That was funny.
I think we should do that with Mike Graham's.
We could do it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of them.
No, it doesn't.
There's Mikey Graham from Boyzone.
So you have the same name as a black guy living in Nigeria. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't think I do, actually. No, I don't think he's a Mike Graham in Nigeria.
I bet there is.
Yeah. We'll find one. We'll put out an all points bulletin.
Yeah.
Anybody called Mike Graham in Nigeria?
It's a guy looking, it's like high concept comedy. It's like, I can't think of anything funny, so I'll do this.
Yeah. It's a gimmick. And also get Radio 2 or somebody to sponsor you, right?
Yeah. Is that what he did?
Well, I think he
did the thing.
I think he did a documentary.
He's like,
anyway, we're out of time now. You're going too long now. See?
Okay. Sorry.
But it did get better at the end.
Yeah, because it was
a couple of low points in the middle.
I think I look good, and I hope
you look good.
I hope the ladies are watching this. They can watch my stream.
Yeah, okay.
On YouTube, Louis Schaeffer, Uncooked.
Yeah,
and it's called.
You ever thought of doing it naked?
Yes, I've taken my shirt off and stuff like that. Yeah, why not?
All right.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Sure.
You're heading in that direction. You've lost 20 kilograms.
I'm a Nigerian
microwave journalist. We should. We should do.
Times Nigeria.
No way.
Yeah, way.
There no
you go.
Way.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
But right, there's a guy named Mike.
Let's get him on.
Mike Graham in Nigeria.
Get him on.
So his name is Mike Graham.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That is mad.
Yeah. So right. What? Why would that be interesting?
But it's already funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one little bit of funny. You could find a Mike Graham.
There's another Mike Graham from somewhere.
There is, yeah.
Anywhere.
There'll be loads.
So, give us another Mike Graham in a place.
Japan.
Yeah.
You might be able to find one in Japan.
Yeah. Yes, check Japan.
You might be able to find one in Japan.
I bet you would. I bet there's at least one Mike Graham in Japan.
There won't be. There's no way there's one in Japan.
Well, we could check it out. He's got Pooch has a magic machine. There.
Pooch does have a magic machine. You can't get any sound out of it, but everything else is good.
Samurai, it's a dojo run by Mike Graham.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. What? How modern Budoka are reinvigorating samurai tradition.
So this is a guy named Mike Graham who moved to Japan.
Is it the same as the Nigerian bloke?
And then there's a fight here with, he does Aikido.
There you go.
Oh, man. That is mad. All right.
But why don't you check another, like this?
No, we can do this all day. We're going to stop. I've got to do stuff.
You won't find a Louis Schaefer anywhere. Check for a Louis Schaefer. No, you will not find
it. We haven't got time. We'll do that next week.
Look for Louis Schaefer on the comedy circuit.
Next week. Comedian Louis Schaefer from Nigeria.
Won't find one.
Sorry. Nothing matches your search.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. It was good.
Was it good? I don't know. Was
episode
good?
6. There we are.
Do you want to end it?
Yeah, let's end it. It's all over.
I don't know. I mean, it's...